This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to talk about Biden and Arizona and Intel and chips and what's going on, because it's a big deal. Okay, so earlier this week, Biden was in Arizona and kind of showing off how the CHIPS Act was doing and how it was going to help bring jobs and all of this stuff. There's details now. And one of the questions that came in, because there's two different numbers, it looks like Intel is going to get $8.5 billion in grants, or the other number you're seeing is $19.5 billion, but that is grants and loans. And that money is going to induce them to spend $100 billion in four different states to build or expand factories, creating thousands of jobs. I know Arizona, I want to say it's 3,000 there, and I don't even think that's the big one. I think the big one is Ohio. The four states are Ohio, Arizona, New Mexico, and Oregon. Those are the ones that are going to benefit from it. Now, obviously, you have the political aspect of this. Biden said, I'm bringing back jobs, manufacturing jobs, okay? And yeah, it does that. There's also the national security aspect of it. Making the chips in the United States is good for supply chain stuff. And then you have the long-term economic stuff. As Intel ramps up its production on all of this stuff, it can once again become a world leader in that. Rather than it, you know, happening somewhere else. And with some of the AI chips that they're talking about, which I, to be honest, don't really understand, but it appears that they want to take the lead in that by 2025. And this puts them on track to do it. So this is one of those rare moments where what's good politics is good for the average person, is good for long-term economic growth, and it's good for national security. Those things don't always go together. But we will undoubtedly hear more and more about this, because the Biden administration is going to push this out there because they look great right now. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.